This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Back here on Sports Talk, WWL, your home for LSU baseball. It's another big SEC three-game series starting tomorrow when the Tigers take on Mississippi State at Alec Box Stadium in Baton Rouge. Pre-game 6:30. First pitch at 7 right here on WWLAMFM.com and the free Odyssey app. Tigers looking 23-3 on the season right now, 4-2 in SEC play. The Bulldogs 16-9 overall, 1-5 in conference action. Like Charlie mentioned earlier, their stud ace Pico Cohn will not be pitching in the opener on Friday. Instead, he'll be in game two, and Thursday, I should say. He'll be game two on Friday. Kid is 4-0, 2.52 ERA, 35 2/3 innings pitched, and 53 strikeouts.
He's pretty good, but he's going to be pitching that Friday game. So I guess they're keeping him on schedule too. They're kind of quote-unquote pitching him off so that he doesn't have to go against Kate Anderson, who's been one of the best starters in the SEC this season. But they see a perceived advantage there if they save their ace for that game two matchup.
LSU coming into this game, this series, I should say, with a batting average of .338 as a team. That's number one in the SEC. They're also number one in the league in hits, number one in doubles, number two in on-base percentage, and number three in runs scored. What would you expect from an offensive stud like Jay Johnson looking at this Mississippi State Bulldogs team? We want to hear what Coach Johnson had to say earlier today as his Tigers get ready to host the Bulldogs.
Thoughts on Mississippi State?
Very talented. You know, I think the main pitcher was the pitcher of the week in the league. It does a great job of getting swings and misses and getting people out. I think he was SEC pitcher of the week last week. Very talented lineup at the top, particularly, you know, Ace Reese, very dangerous hitter. Hunter Hines, I've always thought he was one of the better guys in the league over the last few years. Good bullpen, like really good arms out of the bullpen. Think they're a super regional Omaha caliber team and should be another great weekend.
Just your first Thursday, Friday, Saturday series of the year, do you guys have to kind of work a day ahead with different things or with guys?
I would say it's a little busier, but there's some benefit on the back end. You know, like you get the Sunday off, which this time of year I think is really valuable. You know, and then just kind of how it lined up, which we don't have a ton of control over. You know, we end up with a full week next week, even though we're Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So try to look at it as a positive. You know, I mentioned it last night, like, the opportunity to be on national TV. You know, it's like, why would you watch a Sweet 16 basketball game when you can watch LSU play baseball?
Going back to the Sunday game, just what did you like about Kaysen being able to stretch out into that, you know, 3.2 innings of work? Just what did you learn about, you know, how far he can extend in the game when needed?
Well, he's going to be a starter here, you know, obviously. The pitch mix allows that. The talent allows that. I think this is such a big jump from high school baseball to this, and the intensity of the pitches that he has thrown, key times. I'll go back to Omaha, DBU, Kansas State, and then we were able to get him a little bit of a break, but then I think he closed one of the North Dakota State games, that kind of crazy game that we had against them, and then we were able to skip him over a weekend, which was really good. And then I thought he was obviously sharp against Missouri, but with kind of how that's all worked, like, you can't go from like zero, you know, let's say 30 to 80. I thought he was just efficient, and his pitch mix allows for him to extend. We have to do that correctly. I mean, that's like, can't get a better guy than Kaysen Evans, so you gotta take care of him too.
When you look around the SEC right now, anything surprising or standing out?
I don't know. You know, I just, whether a team's 6-0, 0-6, 4-2, 2-4, like these guys, like, if you just judge it on an SEC record, you're making a massive mistake. It's an Omaha caliber team. So I don't put a lot of stock or what I think. And there's a lot I don't know. Like, there's five teams we don't play. So I couldn't tell you, like, three players on a few teams' roster because we don't play them, you know. So I haven't really dug in it enough to probably to educate. I think the one thing I will say, it caught my attention. I don't remember what night it was. It was either Friday or Saturday because it was one of the night games. I just glanced up, and they had all the scores up. And I was like, wow, that's a lot of runs. It's a lot of runs. Like, that definitely jumped out to me in every single – there wasn't one game that was like a – like, let's say we lost 6-2 Sunday. That's a normal baseball game. There wasn't one score up there that looked like a normal baseball game.
With some of these bullpen arms that are maybe going through some growing pains or just learning lessons, I guess, over the first couple of weeks of SEC play, how much is it devoted to the fact that they haven't pitched in these games before and they're kind of taking their lumps now so they can be better in the season type of deal?
Yeah, I think playing time – I've said this before, the best coach any player ever has is playing time and experience. And, you know, it gets lost sometimes because of with talented players, but they haven't been there, like, in a lot of ways. But I think if you ask them if they believe they're going to succeed, they believe they're going to succeed, and I believe that they're going to succeed. So I think because of their talent and all of the things, like, we all expect them to do well, and, you know, they're going to do well, and in a lot of cases are doing well.
Thoughts on opening day, given that Paul Skeens is going to be the opening day starter, Dylan Crew is going to be opening day starter, obviously just came out of your program, that being kind of a calling card for you guys?
Yeah, I think it's awesome, and I think there's a lot of players on this team that will play in the major leagues, 1,000%. Talk to Steven, he's going to play in a major league someday. It's awesome. You know, I think I want to be known for that. I do. Like, I want to be known for developing big leaguers. You know, let's call it John Calipari, Kentucky basketball, Nick Saban, Alabama football. Like, there's championships. But there's also, like, they helped a lot of players get to where they want to go. And I want to do both. And that's super important to me. And I do take a lot of pride in that. And it's not like it's been going on forever here, you know, with Coach Burtman, Coach Maneri. But, you know, I think those guys are there, and there's several more along the way. You know, I expect Trey to make it this year. I expect Grant Taylor to make it this year. You know, and there's guys that aren't on anybody's radar, you know, that came from here that were drafted in the 13th round or 14th round that will find their way there, largely because of how they improved, what they learned while they were here, and they're prepared to go be successful in that. And I take a lot of pride in that. And I want players to draft players from here, not just because of who they are. And usually that's enough. But, man, they're that, and they played there. Like, I think that's awesome if that's how we're known through Major League Baseball.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was head coach Jay Johnson of the LSU baseball team and talking about MLBers. Where we were talking earlier with Bob Nightingale, I just got an ESPN update flashes on my screen about the Yankees for tomorrow. And yeah, Giancarlo Stanton and another former LSU Tiger and DJ LeMahieu starting on the injured list. But yeah, the MLB riddled with Tigers going into opening day.
Yeah, so Bill Frankes, shout out to him, also sent this out to us. Eight former LSU players appear on 2025 MLB opening day rosters. We obviously have Paul Skeens, ace of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Dylan Cruz, the number two overall pick last year, he made it on the opening day roster of the Washington Nationals. You mentioned LeMahieu for the Yankees. Alex Bregman, who is now in the Boston Red Sox. Gross. Pitcher Aaron Nola, who's on the Philadelphia Phillies. Kevin Gausman, another pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Still around, Gausman.
Yeah, he's been really, really good in his career. I think he was expected to have a huge year last year. He didn't quite reach the potential, but maybe he has a nice bounce back campaign in 2025. Josh Smith, infielder, outfielder extraordinaire for the Texas Rangers, kind of a utility player, plays all over the field. And outfielder Jake Fraley for the Cincinnati Reds. So eight former LSU players appearing on Major League Baseball active rosters for the 2025 season opener.
I guess Trey Morgan is still in the minor leagues. I've been waiting for him to get a call up.
He's in the Rays minor league system, isn't
right.
he?
Yeah.
So, you know, he was part of, like, I think the Rising Stars Challenge. Is that the NBA or does the MLB do that too? They do something similar.
I definitely know NBA has Rising Stars Challenge.
But they have something like that for MLB All-Star Weekend as well, where they kind of debut the best minor league prospects. I'll have to look up the exact name of it. But right. He was involved in that last year. I mean, he's obviously doing well in the minors, and he'll get his opportunity soon enough.
I just, not only, you know, offensively, but his defense at first base was magnificent and interested to see what he can do in the major leagues. Unfortunately, at the Tampa Bay Rays organization, though, boo.
Yeah, and Alex Bregman going to the Red Sox, it just doesn't look right. I don't know.
Like, no, I feel you, and it's when you go so long with a team that you've been such an intricate part of, too, and for, I don't know, it just seemed that there was that agent-team standoff with him and these Astros that they weren't willing to bend and bring him back.
Here's what it's called. It's the All-Stars Futures Game.
Okay.
So it's the Rising Stars is in the NBA, but the MLB has its own version of it where they kind of debut the young talent. But yeah, no, Alex Bregman won two World Series with my Astros, so I'll always appreciate him. But man, and he got a bag from the Red Sox, so I can't really be mad at him for leaving, but it just doesn't really feel right seeing Boston Red Sox next to his name. It's kind of gross.